Dakota has released an agenda this federal election for the 47th Parliament to help improve the lives of older Australians. The CEO of the SA branch of COTA, Jane Musser, joins me now to discuss. Hi, Jane.
Good morning, Jenny.
It's quite a broad agenda that COTA has released. What are some of those key public policy areas you've been looking at?
So, as we would all expect, aged care is very much there. We've appreciated and valued, and I think as a community, the priority on aged care is very, very important. We're fresh off a Royal Commission that found we were failing in lots of ways. So aged care is very, very important. We also want to focus on housing. This is duck shoved often between state and federal governments. It's time that there was a partnership between the levels of government and we dealt with housing, particularly for people on low and fixed incomes. Oral health care is in there. We unnecessarily end up at GPs or in hospital because we don't get basic dental care. We think it should end up as a Medicare, part of the Medicare schedule, en route to that at least some capacity for seniors to access oral health care, again raised in the Royal Commission. Employment, as we face shortages all over the country, it's very important that we do more to both retain and value older workers, but also to draw and make it much easier for people who might have retired or stepped away from the workforce to come back in, whether full-time or part-time. So there are some of them. Beyond that, in South Australia, we've our COTA members and COTA community have asked that we concentrate really hard on climate change. It matters very much to them that we're able to leave a planet that's worthy of their children and grandchildren. And so climate change is very important. And, of course, ageism underlying all of this is the need for both levels of government, both state and federal government, to tackle ageism. Ageism sits at the heart of elder abuse, of poor quality aged care, of employment issues. It is a really important thing to be addressed.
Ageism, obviously that's a cultural problem. How do you think a government can do something about it?
So there are two really critical areas, I think. One is to join in a campaign which and show leadership. We know that that's what needed to happen to tackle sexism and racism. And while, you know, we would be the first to concede that we've got a distance to travel on both of those things, we at least as a community have a high level of consciousness about what it looks like and why it's damaging. Ageism is largely unwitting and unconscious. People, you know, when you go to the GP and the GP says, well, at your age, there is not an awareness that is fundamentally ageist, that a person is looking for an objective and an assessment of a health condition, deserves to be taken seriously. Elder abuse is often really at the heart of elder abuse is a view that older people have had their time. So we think government should lead in that and fund campaigns and fund awareness. But we also think that in areas like employment, there are a particular proactive strategies that can be taken to make sure that in workforces and workplaces are safe places for older workers, are fair and equitable places for older workers, and that older workers know that there's a way back into the workforce.
Jane Musserad from COTA SA is with us. We're talking about the desires of COTA ahead of the federal election, some priorities for the next federal elected government. You'd like to see better retirement income policy, I understand, as well.
Yeah, so there's a whole lot of work to be done in the retirement income space. Obviously, one of the most important is to have a look again at superannuation and make sure that during women's particularly working life, they have a capacity to contribute to a super scheme, or that we do something to redress the differentials in superannuation between men and women. So women who are on parental or carers leave, for example, should be able to, it should be paid superannuation. It becomes very, very important later in life. It's obviously important to that we also address the issues for older people who are in private rental, an increasing number of people who don't own a house and don't get access to public housing. If we own a house, our expenses for housing are something like 4% of our income. If we don't own a house and live in private rental, you're ahead of 40% of our income, and that is not manageable. So, but beyond that, obviously, importantly, important that we also have a look at things like incentives for older workers to return to the workforce, whether seasonally or casually or on a part-time basis, but that they're not penalised in terms of their access to a pension.
Mm. And Jane, tell us about your webinar series that's coming up.
Oh, so we've got Coda SA is a really good place for independent advice about how to get access to aged care. We know that older people struggle to get access to aged care. And find it a really confusing system. It's particularly confusing, I think, for people who've never had the experience of trying to find aged care either for themselves or for somebody they love. So we are mounting a series of webinars. There's a particular one focused on getting aged care in country areas on the 25th of May between 12 and 1. Booked them, scheduled them so that people can do it in a lunch hour, join our webinar in a lunch hour. So we'd love people to get on our website, have a look, see if there's a session that fits with you. If there's not, let us know, and we'll try and, as the year goes on, try and continue to schedule ways that people can get quick grabs and quick advice about using aged care.
I really appreciate your time today, Jane. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny.